Punjab's water crisis has now escalated to the point where the Lahore High Court, LHC, has taken notice. This is not a routine development. Courts only step in when the government fails to act, or when the negligence becomes too severe to ignore. The province, which has long been the country's agricultural and economic backbone, is now facing a water emergency that threatens food security and urban survival. Yet, meaningful action remains elusive. The crisis has been years in the making. Over-extraction of groundwater, inefficient irrigation methods, rapid urbanization, and unchecked water wastage have combined to push Punjab toward a tipping point. Agriculture, which consumes the bulk of the province's water, is under immense strain. Farmers are already struggling with erratic water supply, and as shortages worsen, crop failures and food inflation will become unavoidable. Cities, too, are feeling the pressure, with Lahore, Faisalabad, and Multan facing growing supply challenges, yet water conservation remains an afterthought. The LHC's recent warnings are a reflection of just how dire the situation has become. The court's directives, ordering fines for water wastage, mandating water meters for commercial markets, and demanding reports on drought conditions, are necessary, but they only scratch the surface. But why was this crisis allowed to escalate to this level in the first place? Punjab's water management has been reactive rather than proactive. Instead of relying on last-minute court interventions, the government must immediately implement long-term solutions. Large-scale rainwater harvesting and investments in modern irrigation techniques such as drip and sprinkler systems should be the prime focus. Additionally, restoring and expanding Punjab's canal infrastructure can help reduce water losses. The province is running out of time.